Rejoice in the Lord always. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I'm quite devoted to the P.S. myself, not the psst, the sotto voce comment you might make in church or in a classroom, but the postscript from the Latin postscriptum, after it is written. That one final thought or two that comes to you after you've signed off on your letter. Now that's what today's letter, epistle means letter, remember, is. It's a postscript. Actually, it's the postscript of a postscript. We write it P.S. post postscriptum. St. Paul is imprisoned, and those converts he recently made and baptized at Philippi in Greece, they remember him. He's in Macedonia. Somebody died of the cold in Kosovo the other night, frozen to death, the winter. Well, that's near the place where St. Paul was imprisoned. And his converts hear about it. And so they send him some cards. They didn't have email, but they sent him cards to cheer him up. And he needed cheering up. Not only the discomfort of prison life, prisons weren't heated, but how he chafed under the forced inactivity which interrupted his missionary travels. And then all of a sudden, why, there's a message from the outside world. There's a gift, a hamper of goodies, some food, maybe Christmas cookies. And probably some money was enclosed in there too. You had to buy your own food. The three meals a day were not served in Roman prisons. And St. Paul's mood in the epistle is this. How good people are, how thoughtful to have sent me something to alleviate my prison days. Well, that's pretty much my thought this Gaudete Sunday. How good people are. So many cards and messages, so many masses and prayers and good wishes for my recovery. And I thank you all so very much for having cheered me in the prison of my forced inactivity. God bless you. Now, so happy is St. Paul in this epistle that the church finds nothing better to use each year on Rejoice Sunday, Gaudete, when Christ is near. Otherwise, you know, the rest of Advent, we're telling each other not that Santa Claus is coming to town, but that the end is near. Not the canard of the Mayan business for Friday, but the real thing, dust and ashes, and that death could come at any time. It is as near as the headlines, the slaughter of innocents. 20? I count 55 million, that is, in America since 1973 in Roe v. Wade. Who would do this to our poor little babies? Screamed a headline yesterday, quoting one of the teachers at Sandy Hook. Odd thing, isn't it? 4, 6, 10 years ago, it would have been a good and a noble thing, the mother's sacred right to slay her offspring. And now, just a few years later, it is an unspeakable tragedy. Curious country, America, don't you think? No teary-eyed president ever stood clutching the press room podium, choking back his cries, and telling the country that he would do something about this tragedy. Bipartisan, beyond politics, Boehner's on board. And yet, guns don't kill, as they say. People do. If you don't kill them first, when they're little. In a land which decriminalizes killing the little, little ones, they pitch their hopes on criminalizing weapons. Perhaps the slaughter of the innocents follows necessarily upon the slaughter of innocence itself. You know the weapons they use, and these weapons will never be banned, never be licensed or controlled. In the old days, we would have said, well, it was television to court. But today, we'd have to say more, the internet and the cell phone with all of its gadgets given to children. And of course, the movies still, and the music and the advertisements and the commercials and the fashions, it is almost as though St. Paul writes, let your immodesty be known to all men, even for Catholics. And you know the drill. These little ones, barely babies, have one thing the world has not, and it envies them unto death. They must steal their innocence. It must be seized, and it must be slaughtered. And then we are meant to wonder how they grow up to be murderers. I mean, the survivors of the real Holocaust I speak about this morning. And everyone is shocked. But didn't America vote just last month? Didn't America vote back in for 4 more years of abortion and of every unnatural vice? Still, people are sickened. How could we not be? But there is no shame left. A shame that would shock us at the way we live and the deaths we deal out daily. And still for it all, Jesus is coming. Poor little child. He's a baby too, so they'll be after him, I suppose, forceps at the ready. Jesus, the little king, is coming to save us from our sin. And with Jesus necessarily comes joy. Now, joy, we remember, this Rose Sunday is as much a part of the Christian story as is sorrow. To rejoice is more than a grudging permission given by God, but rarely, nor is it one more Christian duty which binds under pain of sin, as we like to say, I suppose you want me to be joyful. How to achieve it? How to spread it? Not just by education in the classroom, and certainly not the modern godless version we pay for with our taxes, nor by legislation. Talk about a cliff. The whole country totters on the cliff, a moral precipice. And who says anything about it? Better to say nothing at all, and just to look, a look not of terror, but to look at Jesus with love, who looks at me longingly, already consoles me, the Holy Face says. Let Jesus, the long-desired one, look at you. Let him imprint himself on your soul. Let the graces slowly sink in and through your soul sink through to society. So see him every Sunday. Here he is in the sacrament of the altar. See him at the elevation. See him in your adoration. See him when you make your genuflection. And see him all week long, not only in your Sunday communion, but in your communion of prayer with him and your rosary. But also see him out there in the muck, stuck somewhere. See him in your neighbor. See him even in your spouse. See him in those you'd like to strike and spurn. See him in the child's innocence. See him in the guilt of your adolescent or adult child. See him and serve him there, and rejoice that you did. Look away from this wicked world and its oft-repeated lies, which can only kill, starting with the little ones. Look at Jesus, the little one who is to come to save us. He is joy. And your glance, this Gaudete Day, is a saving work. How could you not rejoice? God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.